I looked up the other morning at the television monitor here in the studio, and there you were on the Today Show, and it just seemed like you had never left. Tell me how that happened.
Well, it was December 30th was Matt Lauer's birthday, and being a holiday, Savannah and Natalie were gone. I think Al was at the Rose Parade. So somebody had the idea to bring Bryant Gumbel, and, you know, we were partners, and me back to do the show with Bryant. I mean, with Matt. And by coincidence, my twins were turning 30 that day. And they made their television debut. I mean, Today Show debut. I'd never in 30 years shown the viewers my twins. So that was the most exciting day.
Well, I want to ask you about looking ahead to the future, because you seem to really be a role model for a lot of people on how to make the best of the second part of one's life after the initial part of the career has come to an end. What's your outlook on what folks can do as they head into that second half of life?
Well, you know, you do the radio commuter reports, and I was just imagining, you know, people of all ages behind the wheel. If you could take the next off-ramp to the unknown, to the future, you know, would you or would you avoid it? I think people come in different varieties. I'm an off-ramp taker. I don't need to know the future destination. If it's time to go, I go. So some people are less inclined, but I think the message of my book is that the future is probably closer than you think, and it is definitely, for everybody listening, going to be a lot longer than you're probably expecting. What are you going to do? And boomers, I think, are probably the first and last generation to get and need a heads up that they will have decades of robust, vital life ahead, and it will be an opportunity or a little scarifying responsibility to answer the question, what are you going to do? After us, I think every generation, and the Gen Xers are turning 50 starting February 1, every generation after us will just take this for granted. It's a new paradigm. It really is. And some people even call it a movement. I'm proud to be part of it.